Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
All right, and welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. A true miracle. We simply go where this tangent winds take us. This is Steve, your host, the star of the show, the premier idiot. And this is episode 29.
You forgot creative genius.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, okay.
And I am joined, as you can tell, by Bob.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
And I cannot believe who is sitting next to us.
I know.
It is Mr. Kevin.
What's up, guys?
There he is.
Hey, Kevin.
All the girls. Oh, Kevin's back.
I don't know about that, but maybe all the old ladies. All the moms.
All the moms.
All the MILFs.
Yeah. Oh, boy. He's definitely back. Joe is out sick.
Dude, Bob, don't clap. He was actually in an ambulance. You sorry bastard.
Joe is...
Why are you clapping?
Out sick. I cannot believe that kid. What happened, did you say?
The real story's kind of boring, but I'll make one up.
That'll work.
He sat on a toilet seat at the Galleria Mall.
Oh, man.
He picked something up. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Really bad. It's like disgusting. All over the place.
Oh, gross.
So, yeah, he's not here because of that. No, Joe, really, he's got the, I think it sounds like he's got pneumonia or something.
Oh,
he
yeah.
had to take an ambulance ride to the hospital.
Wow.
Because he couldn't find anybody to give him a ride.
All right, Stacy.
Uber
Stacy,
doesn't go there.
I heard you were home. And you didn't give Joe a ride to the hospital. We need the story on this one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're just going to assume we're going to say too much wine.
She was in the middle of her
a,
Netflix homework.
The Bachelor was on.
A really good show.
Yeah, The Bachelor was on. Or Adam Levine came to the house and she was busy.
Which are both, all three of them are good reasons to
We just
want to
know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, today's Valentine's Day, guys. So I hope you guys took care of your ladies, because after our interview last week with Susan Winter, relationship expert, I took advice from her and I gave my lady a nice note. I hid it in her purse to say that I loved her.
Does she know who it's from?
I hope so.
She's just going to take a stab at it. Hey, Steve, did you leave this? I wanted to just make sure it was you.
Was it something?
Okay, yeah. So it was you. All right.
Kevin, I'm not going to ask you because you're going to tell me what
I did for your mom.
Yeah, there it is.
No, honestly, we're just going to go out to eat.
Okay, cool.
Dinner. Right. Dinner.
Across the street?
No.
Okay, somewhere.
The old EB Greens. Well, the new.
Oh, nice.
It's something different.
Okay.
I forget the name of it.
All right. Anybody out there, if you want to be part of this monstrosity, you can just text us at 710-OK-MUG-HA-6, okay?
What did you just say?
That's right. You've been gone a while. We now have a phone number, Kevin.
You can text us.
Yeah, but nobody knows what the hell you just said.
Oh, Kevin, it's easy. 710-OK-MUG-HA-6.
That's
no, right. Nobody knows what the hell that even is.
That is memorable.
Those letters.
All right, Bob, do you know what time it is?
I think it's news headlines, Steve.
You got it right.
Wait, is it time for a government shutdown?
Oh,
yes,
Bob.
It is.
A national
Come
emergency.
On.
Kinda.
One of those, okay.
Yeah, breaking in the last hour or so, President Trump will sign the border security compromise package on Capitol Hill to avert another government shutdown. But he's going to take an extraordinary step of declaring a national emergency to obtain funding for the border wall. Give it there, Kevin. High five. Woohoo! Trump, our fearless leader, taking steps that he needs to get the job done.
I agree completely. Mm-hmm. Get that wall built.
No kidding.
Put one up north, too. I want Canadians out of here. Surround. I want every border secured.
Yeah, I hear you. But that's big. That's pretty big news, Bob. What do you think?
I think it's pretty stupid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
How else are you going to get it built?
I know.
I don't deny that we need wall in some areas, but I think a wall from sea to shiny sea is not necessary. And yes, I said shiny.
Maybe not.
You mean from shining?
Sea to, you know, maybe
as the president, he said sea to shiny sea.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. That's probably the biggest
He's declaring a national emergency, and he warned about declaring a national emergency, a month and a half ago, and kind of think if you're planning to call a national emergency, it's not exactly an emergency.
I don't know.
Here's the bottom line. It doesn't, none of that matters. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want it to happen, so you should be rooting for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason that you need. That's the only reason you need it. Is that because she's against it. We want her to lose, and that's all that matters.
That's kind of how I feel, just knowing that he's doing this, just getting the Democrats all riled up.
Thank you.
And not just Democrats, but people like Bob getting all riled up and getting fired up.
He's like a halfsie. He's in between. We don't even know. He doesn't know what he is. You want Pelosi to win this whole thing?
It's not about that.
It is.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's about winning. That's the thing.
$4 billion. It's a pissing contest with your life, your future, and your income.
It's about winning.
Okay, but $4 billion is nothing to these guys. What do they spend $4 billion
Zero.
The cost of this project is going to exceed $100 billion.
Oh, so what? $100 billion, biggie. Yeah.
They have to declare eminent domain. This is like a 10 to 20 year project.
Perfect.
Who's
going to
build it? Some Trump crony with a contract.
So somebody's going to be getting jobs.
Yeah.
Well, if they follow Trump's hiring practices, it's going to be Mexicans. It's going to be immigrants. Because one of his clubs.
Well, that side, yeah, they can work on that side. We'll use Americans on our side.
Wait,
of the wall.
What happened to Mexico paying for it? You guys,
they will in the trade deficit.
Oh no. My God! Please, yeah, that's not how it works. That's not
the way it works.
Oh, and no more human trafficking. They're going to lose out on
no more
industry. No more drugs. Mexico's going to pay for it.
No
that
more
way.
Drugs. Most of the
no
drugs come
games.
Over the border through
no
tunnels.
More MS-13.
Oh my God!
Thank you.
No more MS-14.
You guys are brainwashed.
No more
MS-15.
By then, it'd be MS-19.
No more MS-19.
All of them.
Where was MS-13 formed?
I don't know.
Yeah, USA.
Yeah, well, yeah. They won't be coming
from
Mexico
anymore.
We're also
getting rid of it. USA.
Exactly. Get rid of it in the USA. Deal with the problem where it exists.
We can isolate it first, then we'll shoot them.
That's right.
Then we'll shoot them once
they're
stuck
right.
here.
It's like cancer. You cut
back
off,
them right up to the wall
you
and
cut
unload.
Off the.
What are you guys afraid of? What's your fear?
I didn't say we were afraid.
Oh, it sounds like you're afraid.
No.
Why do you? You just want someone to lose.
I
that
want
you don't
Nancy
like.
Pelosi
that's,
to lose, and I've made that clear
okay,
since day
so
one.
So you have no ideology. You just
absolutely
feel like I
not.
Want her to lose. That's just
I really
idiotic.
Don't care. I don't care about
that.
The
is
wall.
Not a good plan for the future, for your kids' future.
Oh my God!
Well,
really
you better get on board, Bob, because that's the way America operates
these
days.
This is going
it's
to
about
the courts.
Winning. Pickett winning. Pickett said he was going to win.
His plan was to win with the national emergency, and he's saving face with the national emergency because it's very likely going to fail in courts if you believe all these legal minds, including the legal minds on Fox News. This is probably going to lose in the courts, but he's going to say, I tried, I fought, I did it, you know. So,
yeah, he's
and
got
then
it.
He's going to take money from other projects. They're lining up $25 billion from other projects, currently allocated funds. It's just a whole boondoggle. Politicians suck. That's the end of the day. Politicians suck.
I think a wall is legit. I think that we need a wall
parts
for
of it.
For serious
I think,
issues, not just
no, I
not
think
just to win an
we need,
argument.
We need technology. We need employees.
Now we need a freaking wall. Just put a damn wall up.
Nah. See, that's so stupid. You
just
could get around
a
wall.
Because
what
you
why
you're, not put a wall up? That's
exactly.
My biggest question. Why
I,
not?
I agree.
Put
Bob,
the
why not?
I would rather
he wants people
why no wall?
That are making money.
Yeah. Why not?
Bob,
why
no
not?
Wall? Why not?
If you could employ people at points along the border instead of a wall with technology, I'm making it right now. Wouldn't you rather have someone that can deal with the problem rather than a wall that someone can cut through, go under, get over?
What?
Well, they could go under humans.
You know what? F it. I'm going to sell 22-foot ladders in Mexico. I'm leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I believe where they have a wall, they don't have the problem.
They dig under it.
What's his name? Jim Acosta showing that to be true when he walked along the wall to show that there was no activity on the other side of the wall. See, there's no need for a wall. And then everybody's like, yeah, thanks, Jim. That shows why the wall works.
I mean, ultimately, what you're saying, Bob, would cost more in the long run, right?
It could. I don't know. Do
why go that route?
Yeah. Well, you say cost more in the long run. This is not a $5 billion project.
Okay.
It's a $5 billion project to get it started.
You,
eminent domain
all
and
right,
the cost to acquire
Bob,
the lands is
Bob,
off the charts.
Bob. Okay, we're going to prove this point right now. Okay, I'm coming over to your house today.
Yeah,
and we're taking your door down, all your doors, all your windows, all you know. We'll take at least one
that
wall.
Drywall.
But what we're going to do is we're going to incorporate some technology to keep people out of your house.
We're going to have a bunch of guys stand on your
cameras
house with really nice cameras.
we'll do some data research on who's coming around your neighborhood.
Some really smart guys.
No. Rather than technology. This, no, that's an idiotic argument because it's not equivalent. Let's make an equivalent one.
It is equivalent.
I will pay to build a wall around your shed, okay? And see if I can get through it, under it, over it.
Build a wall around
versus
my shed.
Versus what? What's
around
you,
anything. All right, around your house.
Versus what?
I'm just, a wall can be.
Well, you got to have an alternative.
You can get over, under, through a wall.
Right, I'll
That's
tell you
my
what.
Point.
Build a wall around my house. Okay?
I'm not saying.
And we'll see you off in the FedEx guy.
This,
gets
this
into
is why
my
this has gotten so retarded. It's not about winning or losing. It's not about winning or losing. You guys, it's about a logical immigration policy. We do need a policy. I hate this bullshit about they want open borders. That's fucking horseshit.
Okay,
that is such horseshit. No one's ever said, let's have open borders and everyone come in. That is garbage.
But that's what happens.
That's your argument.
But
that's the bullshit.
They do want open borders.
Low information
and they want open
people
borders so
believe.
These people can come in and vote for the Democrats.
So
that's what they want.
Bob, your backyard. Let's do this.
If
your
they
kids
want
are
to
playing
vote.
In your backyard, you want technology keeping them from running into the street, or would you put up a fence?
That's right.
They're playing kickball in the backyard.
Yep.
You're going to hire a security guard?
That is
to stand
so
there?
Not an equivalent.
It is
absolutely
equivalent.
100%.
It's exactly the same thing.
Good. Build a wall, and we're not going to have low-cost labor, and wages are going to increase, and inflation's going to increase, and we're going to have no more low-cost goods, so
I'll
the costs are going to increase. And meanwhile, your taxes went up with this latest tax plan. You're going to see this in your coming refund. So you get that $18 extra in your check, and your refund is going to be much lower this year and even lower next year.
Now you're off.
Kevin, you own property, Kevin. You can't write off those state and local taxes? Are you kidding? You're going to get killed this year. Have you done your taxes yet?
As long as I'm not getting killed by MS-13,
no, you're going to get killed this year.
I don't care.
Yeah, if it saves lives, I'll take the hit.
I can get killed by taxes, but I cannot get killed by MS-13.
Oh, my God.
And that's an even trade.
It's such a... Okay.
Next story, Amazon is pulling out of New York City. As you remember, last November, Amazon announced it would locate its two new headquarters in New York City and Arlington, Virginia. But unfortunately, Amazon said, forget it, we're not going to go to the Big Apple. And that's because of a lot of pressure, I suppose.
Well, the state was, I think the number was it $3.5 billion? They were incentivizing them. Amazon is the belle of the ball, and they held this practically a contest to woo them to come to the area. I'm shocked New York won, and at the end of the day, they didn't.
Yeah.
But they were giving them $3.5 billion. Sure, it's 25,000 jobs, but that is just crazy.
Well, it would have been 25,000 jobs, and they expected to. The revenue would be about $27 billion over 25 years, so about $1 billion a year.
The tax revenue?
Is this
tax
revenue?
Tax revenue. So what, happened after they decided not to pull out? Our Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is celebrating the defeat along with Elizabeth Warren.
Celebrating?
Yeah, celebrating. And Elizabeth Warren tweeted today, Amazon, one of the wealthiest companies on the planet, just walked away from billions in taxpayer bribes, all because some elected officials in New York aren't sucking up to them enough. How long will we allow giant corporations to hold our democracy hostage?
That is that's capitalism at work. If someone wants to give them $3.5 billion, they'd be not only insane not to take it, but it would be they'd be sued by their shareholders if they didn't take advantage of all these things for not acting in the best interests of shareholders, which is their requirement as a publicly traded company. It's why wouldn't they do that? If you could move your company 10 miles down the road, would you do it? If someone said, we'll give you $1 million to move.
So what are you saying that the reason why they're leaving New York is, and Bob?
I don't know, Steve, you have the story.
Why they're leaving? I think they just got tired of the publicity. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't actually know.
Why would they care about
that's
that?
A great question. I don't know. They haven't said why specifically, why they're moving out. I've tried to read.
So maybe that's not true? That's all the money that they are saying they would be getting?
I don't know.
I would have to assume.
But
what, the 3.5?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think that was legit. That was all the political, all the incentive for the building and tax rebates and all that good stuff.
So I couldn't tell you why. Maybe they're just tired of the BS and, They had a great...
What BS is known?
We don't know the story, so it's kind of hard to argue it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know why they'd be leaving.
I don't know exactly.
I think it's insane for anyone to say that they're bad corporate whatever for not taking advantage of whatever's offered to them. They didn't go in there and say, we're leaving unless you give us 3.5. They said, no, make us an offer to see if we'll come.
There's got to be a better offer somewhere.
I bet you anything, if Ocasio and Elizabeth Warren somehow had their palms greased, they would have been just fine with it. But they didn't get a piece of the action, so they're not happy. That's as
well. They sound stupid sitting there spouting off about it like they won something.
Spouting off about it.
Idiots. That's,
yeah. Okay. And Kevin, you heard about the Ocasio Green New Deal news from last week, right?
Maybe vaguely. Refresh my memory.
Okay. Well, here's, you know who she is.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've checked her out. She's not that, you know.
Definitely. Smash. Definitely. Is that what you're asking? Yeah.
So this is what she...
I wouldn't pass.
This is what she had to say last week about the Green New Deal.
Today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America. Climate change and our environmental challenges...
Oh my, turn this shit off.
...are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life.
This is one of Bob's new favorite people in the world.
I don't want to hear you.
Are you kidding me?
Ocasio.
You're such an ass.
He would.
He does.
Don't even get...
Where do you get that from?
You try not to act like it.
Oh, my God.
I noticed that whenever I start to criticize her, you always ask, well, what do you mean? Why? What's wrong with her?
Because you're criticizing and I want to know what's behind that. If you criticize anyone and it's just BS that you get... spewed out from Fox News.
Mm-mm.
I want to know that there's something behind what you're saying.
Man,
and plus, I don't pay enough attention to what she's up to
and
in the Green New Deal.
And it's always so funny how you discredit Fox News. Like, that's the first thing you go to. And I just sit there like an idiot. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Fox. Well, what's wrong with Fox News? They put out
stories. They're just as bad as CNN on the other side.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah.
I don't know. They both have stories written by people who
that have an agenda. Yeah. They both have an agenda.
Absolutely.
I completely agree.
But if the question.
But if you get any news or any information, you're getting it from one of these guys. So,
well,
that argument goes both ways.
I need to see what the content of the stories are before I just discredit them.
Right.
But as for
that's why I asked the question.
Well, as for Ocasio, the details of this new deal were to phase out gas and coal in about a decade in America, to create new forms of transportation, to phase out air travel.
We don't even have any transportation.
And she wants to give. To give a living wage, including to people who do not want to work.
What the
That's crazy.
So I asked Bob, I said, why is it though? Why is it so people are so excited about socialism, which is what this in many ways would be? And I believe our country already is, I think, 25% socialist. And Bob just freaking loves socialists.
Oh my God.
He is a socialist.
Oh, look,
you're such an
Europe. Europe is,
Europe's great for Sweden.
I'm giving you a counterpoint.
Canada has free healthcare.
Free healthcare.
It's great. I'm going to go to Canada and get a surgery.
I'm debating when you make a statement, I'm trying to pull out what you're basing that on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm Trump. You're Pelosi. I'm not saying that. It's so, the zero sum game is such shit. I'm sick of it.
There's nuances.
It is not that. There are, Steve. Thanks. I'm so sick of you saying that nuances.
No, but
I want to know that you have something behind any statement like that you make. And
it's more fun to make a statement without being able to.
Yeah,
I noticed that. You just like to say stuff and see what happens. I noticed that.
No, but she's becoming the star of the Democratic Party.
Isn't that weird? Why do you think it is?
Because she's cute and she's young.
She's got a following on social media. We saw how powerful that is
with
Trump.
And people don't care about facts. She just spews this stuff out and people clap. Yeah, the Green New Deal. Yeah, there's going to be no coal and oil and gas in the next 12 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. We'd be lucky to get rid of that in 100 if we tried.
And why should we? Of course, goes to climate change. It's like the biggest threat to
And they talk about Trump
humankind.
With fear-mongering. And it's the same thing, but about something that's completely made up.
What are we going to do?
And now it's time for Idiot Sports with your sports guy, Bob.
To the end zone. Touchdown!
It is time for Idiot Sports with Bob. And what's so great about this segment is that Bob knows almost nothing about sports. Take it away, Bob.
Hey, Kevin, do you know who Matt Kuchar is?
No.
Okay, great golfer. I think he won a U.S. amateur back in the day. And he just won a tournament in Hawaii, I think, where he won about $1.3 million was his take. And he paid his caddy. What do you think he would pay a caddy on a $1.3 million purse?
2%.
You'd think. They actually, the norm in the on the PGA is to give 10% when you win, which is insane that a caddy.
That's a big amount.
Tiger's caddy used to make $1 million plus a year back when Tiger was in his heyday. But so Kuchar paid him $5,000 for the tournament, and people are going nuts that he was so stingy with it.
That is pretty lame.
But it is. It sounds lame, but at the same time, this was not his normal caddy. This was a local caddy because it was in Hawaii, so he picks up a local caddy from the course, and they had a deal. He said if he doesn't make the cut, he'll pay him $1,000. Keep in mind, that would be 2 days worth of work, not even a full day. It'd be like 10 hours worth of work. So he was going to pay him $1,000 if he missed the cut. If he made it, he would get $2,000, $3,000 if he made a top 20, and $4,000 if he had a top 10. Kuchar was generous. He gave him 25% more. Instead of giving him $4,000 for a top 10, he gave him $5,000. And in Kuchar's mind, he did the right thing. And why didn't he, if they had this agreement beforehand? Kuchar, after the fact, after he started getting a little flack, came back and offered the guy $15,000, which the guy turned down.
Oh, okay.
They had an agreement.
What an idiot.
Yeah, that's cool.
They had an agreement. And Kuchar's right. He said, I'm sleeping fine on this. I'm getting bashed for this, but I'm sleeping okay.
Now,
right?
They had an agreement.
Why should he have stepped up? And
I wonder if the caddy did not know about basically the what the takes were for caddies.
No, I think they all know. I mean, if I know, they know. I mean, it's pretty well known. When Tiger's, if you follow golf, when Tiger's caddy was making all that money, they pretty much said, oh, yeah, some players negotiate to 5%.
That caddy's probably not some kid off the street that's living on $30,000 a year.
No, they say he makes about $200 a day normally at the course that he caddies at.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's a normal course caddy at the course that the tournament took place at.
So he
That's how he picked him up.
I was kind of thinking maybe he was a former pro or something. So he was a legitimate caddy.
Yeah, at that course. So, of course, he was able to give Kuchar some knowledge, but that's what justified even $1,000 for 2 days.
Mm.
Right? Why is Kuchar wrong for giving him $5,000? Do you think he is?
Well, you got to look at the standard and what the standard is and what most people
Why?
Do.
If you have a contract, why should the standard change a contract? If you knew the standard going in, why would you agree to a contract?
Yeah.
Well, I don't fault him for it. The other guy signed up for it knowingly.
Right. Yeah. Right. But
so Matt Kuchar, you're off the hook in our book.
I think he's kind of off the hook. I think $5,000, even though it was still more than what they had agreed to. Man, you'd think that I just won $1.5 million. I can give the guy...
It's only 1.3.
1.3. Of course, after taxes, it's maybe $700,000. But yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
He did pony up. He did offer 15. Why the guy turned it down? You could say he was a nice guy and he came to an agreement. Or you could say he's got a lawyer advising him right now. If he takes that, he can't sue for the 10.
Or that's just the first offer.
The 10%, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. That 15 is just the first offer.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if a lawyer
comes back
said,
with a second amount.
That's
don't move out of the house or she'll get it. I mean, if the lawyer said 10% is what you could probably count on or something close to that, if you sue and don't take the 15, it's kind of a settlement.
I think there's an ethical thing that you would expect from him. Like if I go to a restaurant and I'm just sitting there waiting for somebody and I just have coffee or a drink and I don't give 15% of $2.
Right.
Because 15%, it would be... It's slapping
let
the
me
face
ask you this,
to
Kevin.
Leave 30 cents.
Kevin,
let so me, I'll leave her $2.
Let me ask, if you're crazy wealthy and you went to a restaurant, you were getting your normal service and they had a $100,000 bottle of wine and you said, I want that $100,000 bottle of wine. You're a 20% tipper normally. You're probably more than that. Would you give her $20,000 just because she brought out a bottle of wine that was $100,000 and not $100?
No, I think both the basement, you got to raise it a little bit, and the ceiling, you lower it.
Right. But $5,000 is well below that. My hunch is there going to be a lawsuit here.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Thanks.
Hey.
That's Idiot Sports.
All right. Bob, you know what time it is now?
I don't. I have no idea. Oh, Netflix. Kevin, have you watched Evil Genius?
Yes.
Oh, great. Ooh, excellent. Right. Okay, so Kevin, last week we started a
It's super
a
long
segment.
And stupid.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that. Last week we started a segment where we're going to have Netflix homework, and our homework this past week was to start watching that documentary on that crazy
it's long.
Crime.
It's so long, that documentary.
It's 4 episodes. It's
yeah,
four
but
hours.
you could knock that out in 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, I started watching it. I was supposed to only watch one episode. I got hooked. I had to watch two. Joe and Stacy, they were going to obviously contribute. They're not here, so we're going to talk just briefly about anybody there.
Steve watched two episodes because I ruined the cliffhanger going into episode two.
So, I mean, what a crazy story that has... We have ties, local ties.
Tell the story.
Here.
Tell the story.
Well, of course, the story is about the guy that delivered a pizza and had a bomb strapped around his...
A bomb around his neck. Like a giant handcuff.
The thing blew up and killed him. And then I remember the story when it was happening live, and I thought, what in the world is going on? And I never found out like the details behind it. And now I am, which is so cool. And I had no idea that it had something to do with some woman named Marjorie what?
I forget her name.
Deal.
Marjorie Deal Armstrong,
I think.
So my point of this so far is just really getting to know these crazy intelligent but get crazy people. Marjorie Deal and her boyfriend, what's his name?
Bill Rothstein.
And just the way Marjorie Deal lived in that house with all the crap, the dead cats, and but the thing about it to me is just the amount of people in the world that are just, this is just the people that got caught trying to do something. How many people are out there like this, living in houses like that, living in those conditions? And what was another thing that was interesting to me was just how pretty Marjorie Deal was when she was young.
What a transformation.
Yeah,
she definitely had the crazy eyes when she was younger, even though.
Yeah, and then hearing about how she was real intense and real crazy. And Bob, tell Kevin about your connection.
Oh, I have a local connection. So I out of my cottage, I watched this last year, and I just binge watched it one night when I was there alone. So I knew it was from Erie, Pennsylvania. My neighbor at the lake is
Peach
from Erie.
Peachtree exit. Okay. Happened right there.
And so I saw my neighbor the next day. I said, hey, do you know about that killing? And he said, oh, yeah, Marjorie Deal. And yeah, Bill Rothstein was in my office because he's in the real estate business. He actually walked through that house that they were like hoarding. One of his buddies bought that house, and he's in real estate. So he asked him to walk through it with him. So he's
weird.
Yeah. The connection is kind of funny to hear. So he knows everything about it. It gripped that Erie community for, quite a while.
I've been there. It's weird because I've been there so many times because right there's that indoor water park. When my kids were little, we would always go there. And that is right there. Where that dude's head blew up.
Wow.
Or his chest blew up.
Yeah. All right. You guys know what time it is now?
I hope you don't still do that stupid trivia.
Oh, that was good.
It's time for trivia.
This isn't gone yet? Hey, listeners, complain about the trivia or something. I'll show up more.
Okay, so this is how this one's gonna work. Like we did before, we can't wait
to see how this evolved.
How you shout out your name? Okay.
Oh, we haven't got a button yet or something.
I'm gonna play
$70.
I'm gonna play a movie line, and first person to shout out their name and get it right gets a point. And the first one will do 3 points since Kevin wants to get out of here.
Can I phone a sick friend? Can we phone a friend?
No.
Oh, Al's my movie line guy.
Is
he? You're feeling better, Al. Yeah. You can name a line, bark at a line, and he gets it.
All right. So here we go.
Can we make sure this is like...
It's from the 1940s, Kevin?
1970s?
I don't know. I saw Cowboy on Steve's screen earlier. I don't think we're doing...
Okay. So if you shout out your name and get it wrong, you lose a point.
Can I shout out Kevin's name?
Then I have to answer it.
Do whatever you want, Joe. Okay, here we go.
Say something Joe would say already.
You jag.
Jags.
Okay. Number one.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Bob. Naked Gun?
Is it Naked Gun?
Oh, it's Airplane, isn't it?
Minus one to Bob.
Was it Airplane?
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll leave it open for her steal. So, okay. Number two.
60% of the time, it works.
Kevin.
Every time.
Kevin.
Anchorman 1.
Is it Anchorman? Yeah.
Anchorman 1.
Okay. 1-0 or 1-1. -1.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
I want to watch that movie. What is that? Sounds funny.
I'll give hints to help you guys out for the point. It's an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't watch those. Kevin, right in your wheelhouse.
I really don't, actually.
Okay. That was Billy Madison. Okay, so it's the one to minus one. Next one.
It looks like I'm a wreck.
Bob.
It's in the home.
Bob.
Caddyshack.
It's in the home.
Hey, is it Caddyshack? Okay. 1-0. Next one.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
I can't think of the name of the movie.
Do you, punk?
Kevin?
Kevin.
Is that Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
Is it Dirty Harry? Okay, Kevin is one away from winning this.
Never even seen that movie, by the way.
Good job, Kevin.
Ever.
Okay, next line.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
Bob.
Bob.
Full Metal Jacket.
It's a Full Metal Jacket. Okay, 2-1. Next line.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
Kevin.
I have nipples.
Kevin.
Could you milk me?
The Fockers?
Meat.
Meet the parents.
Oh.
Okay. Next one. That's right. It's now 1-1.
What? It's going to take forever.
Next one.
You want some? I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom!
Bob.
Bob.
Wedding Crashers.
We want it now! The meatloaf!
That was a great song.
Not right.
What?
And it's not Wedding Crashers.
Can you play that
again? Ma, the meatloaf.
Yeah, that was not a Kevin. Would you like to steal?
Sure, play that
meatloaf. You want some? I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Sounds like Will Ferrell.
It is.
Well, all right. I'm going to just take a shot at this one. Kevin's Step Brothers?
No. It was Old School. Okay. Still 1-0.
No, I just lost the point.
No, not if you try to steal.
Oh.
Okay, especially because I'm running out of movie lines. Okay.
I don't think we should have gone negative.
Next one.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Bob.
Bob.
Sir,
No Country for Old Men.
Is it Old Country for Old Men? You got it right. 1-1. Next one.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
I can picture Johnny Depp in 82 scarves and a hat.
What the hell's the name of that stupid movie?
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught.
It's Jack Sparrow, Jack. But what's the name of the movie?
I forget the name of that
movie. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, there you go. Are you out of titles?
Both get it. Okay, so it's still 1-1. Next one.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Bob.
Bob.
Planet of the Apes.
Is it Planet of the Apes? Okay, Bob surges into the lead. It's 2-1. Next one.
Hope is a dangerous thing.
Bob.
Bob.
Shawshank Redemption.
Is it Shawshank Redemption?
I don't think so.
Better be.
I know.
It better be.
Oh, Bob! Woo. Blew his speakers out. Kevin, man, you were right on the doorstep of victory.
I know.
And fell just
Are you kidding?
Short.
You whispered the answers to me each time.
I was so close. Damn man, it.
He's worried you're getting him a trophy or something.
Good job, guys.
Well, really good job.
Time now, Bob, to pick the biggest idiot of today's show. And with Kevin, now what we do is we go back to anything throughout the show. Anybody's eligible. Could be our Democrat.
Going with
or Casio. Okay. Could
Pelosi,
be
baby.
Could be Amazon for pulling out of New York State. Could be Bob just for being Bob. Because he
for being liberal.
I just made sure I swore one more time than Kevin.
Ned did not swear one more time than Kevin.
Are you sure?
With seven?
Kevin went crazy.
I did? No, I didn't swear.
Yeah, you were swearing a lot.
I swore like twice.
Yeah, right. So, What do you guys think? I'm going to vote Bob.
I'm going to say Elizabeth Warren for being critical of a major company coming to the area. She's not from New York. Why does she have a say in this?
Kevin, who do you want to be the biggest idiot?
I can't stand Pelosi and Cuomo. Both idiots.
All right, you know what?
All Democrats. Nomination.
All Democrats, including Bob.
Yep.
Are today's biggest idiot. Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can contact us at idiotspod.com. You can also text us at
71-OK-MUG-HA-6.
That is so stupid.
That's so easy to remember,
the
though.
Damn,
it's so easy to
that
remember.
Is not easy.
We don't know the numbers. 71-OK-MUG-HA-6.
And if you want to be part of the trivia contest, just let us know. And until next time, remember, no stupid things. Until next time, remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Only stupid people who ask stupid questions.